Hey, chaver, it's a schus to be together, to learn Torah, to have chizik together, Zayrus together, of Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Naso. I really daven and hope, and actually, mamish from the amkus of my lay, from the depth of my heart, believe this will hopefully be the final Thursday night that we have to be over Zoom. By next Thursday night, already the world will understand that we can be together. Some people already understand that. Some people don't understand that, but like we said before, if the world still doesn't, we're having a big riot at my house next week, and therefore we could have shir during the riot, and everything's going to be okay. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, b'karov mamish. And at the same time, you know, it's crazy. The world's a crazy place. And we started to think we were getting back to normalcy. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of makomos already for weeks, minyanim were opening up, and then today, already Baruch Hashem, even through all the shuls that were holding out for whatever reasons, they felt it was important. Even today already, we're all having minyanim again in different places, some inside, some outside. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But then, as we saw the world starting to get a little more normal from Corona, we have chaos. Mamish chaos. And we have other issues in the world with riots and looting and craziness. Mamish craziness. That I had again this week to deal with shilas that I dealt with weeks ago of women who were in for various reasons and certain levels of lockdown and couldn't go to the mikveh at night and figuring out the halachic. I'm not going to get into all the ramifications of going to the mikveh perhaps during the day and dealing with such shailas again this week. Again this week because of a different type of lockdown is mind-boggling. The world has been in turmoil. But us here, we're not. Us here, we're not. As much as this craziness in the world, us here, we're not. And the reason we're not, and we're calm, and we have nachas ruach, is because we have a kasher to Hashem, we have a kasher to Torah. And when you have a kasher to Hashem, and you have a kasher to Torah, kol ma davar chmanal tavavid, you might look at the outside and understand that it's abnormal, and you're waiting for a sense of normalcy, but ultimately you're able to be makabel and still be okay and still be smiling and still be besimcha through all the turmoil. And that's only one that's connected to Hashem and connected to Torah. One who's connected to Torah needs chizik to understand proper human rights and proper how to treat somebody. It's foolish. This is such a foolish discussion. Of course, Beinam L'Chaveru is paramount in our lives. Because I'm connected to Torah and I'm connected to Hashem. But at the same time, if we see around us that the world is in such turmoil, it means we need to connect even deeper to Torah. And we need to connect even deeper to Tefillah. And that's our Avoda. And we need to stay connected to the Kabbalah Torah that we had 1 week ago, every one of us. 1 week ago tonight, we were staying up, sitting and learning Torah, preparing for Kabbalah Torah. And we can't leave that. And I, for one, am not ready to leave that. We're still now in the Tashlumin of Shavuos. We're still now in the days that if we had a Beis HaMikdash, we would be able to bring a Karban if we didn't bring, of Tashlumin. We're still in the days of Tashlumin of Shavuos. And if we're in the days of Tashlumin of Shavuos, we're still deeply connected to Shavuos. And to Kabbalah Torah. So how are we going to ensure, each and every one of us, that that doesn't leave us? How are we going to ensure that that Kabbalah Torah, that Hisoiris, in a connection to Torah, and therefore a connection to Hashem, because they're one and the same, don't ever forget that. The deeper we're connected to Torah, the deeper we're connected to Limud Torah, the more we're connected to Hashem. So it's one and the same. We say all the time from the Eilat Tanya, every single time, that I learn Torah, I'm hugging Hashem. So the more I learn, the more I'm going to hug Hashem, the more I'm going to be connected to Hashem. We learned last week together, every time I learn Torah, Hashem is learning with me, Hashem is my Rebbe. So of course, the more that I learn Torah, the more I'm connected to Hashem. We can't leave that. You know, the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Ches and Aleph, it says as follows, it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ma'idich Siv, the Oizve Hashem Yochlu, those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. What is that talking about? What does it mean to leave Hashem? So the Gemara says, Zehameniach Sefer Torah v'yotze. Someone who leaves the Sefer Torah and walks out. Halachically, in the middle of laning, you're not allowed to leave the shul. Otherwise, you're oizve Hashem, you're leaving Hashem, because Hashem and Torah are one, as we've explaining. The Halakha of Imrei Emes. The Imrei Emes from Ger explains that, you know what, if meniach Sefer Torah, leaving Sefer Torah v'yotze, just leaving it, it's leaving Shavuos without it making a roshim, without it making an imprint on my heart. That if I walk away from Shavuos, a yontiv of Kabbalah's Torah, and I'm the same person in my connection to Torah, I'm the same person in my devotion to Torah, and thereby my devotion to Hashem, your oizve Hashem, it's like I left Hashem. And by leaving Hashem, the pasuk says, Yachlul, there'll be levels of destruction. So I have to ensure that Shavuos is still with me, that I'm learning differently today, tomorrow, next week, the week after, because of Shavuos. That it was a real Kabbalah HaTorah. Every single one of us. And we should know that we're still deeply connected. I want to share with you, incredible. And if you look in Parshas Emor, so Parshas Emor, we know, is the parasha that talks about the Yomim Tovim. We all love the Yomim Tovim. We look forward to Yomim Tovim. We all were looking forward to Shavuos, and we look forward to Pesach, and we look forward to Sukkot. And now we left Shavuos, and we said a Guten Zimmer. And Yontiv is not for a very long time. Halavai, there's going to be the big Yontiv, the biggest of Yomim Tovim. Halavai Bekarov. But the Yontiv on the schedule, it's not there. But listen to this, Chevra. So introduction to talking about the Yom Tov, and the Pasuk says, Perachav Gimel Pasuk Beis in Parashas Emor. Da'aber b'nei Yisrael v'amarte leim. Speak to b'nei Yisrael and say to them, Mo'adei Hashem asher tekru osa mikroi kodesh. Those Mo'adim, those Yom Tovim, but Mo'ed specifically, Mo'ed is a meeting place with Hashem. That you call them holy days, Elu Heimodei, these are the Yom Tovim. Then it takes a break, goes one pasuk, and talks about Shabbos, Sheishes Yom Teasa, and then it goes back, Elu Moedei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Artikru Osam B'Moadam. These are the Yom Tovim of that you call holy, that you call them in their Moadam, in their times. If you paid attention to what I read, pasuk Beis and pasuk Dalid were almost exactly the same. We're completely redundant. Completely unnecessary. It gives an introduction. Da'abrin Yisrael, Mo'edei Hashem Asher Tekru Osam Mikra Kodesh, Elu Hei Mo'adai, talking about Shabbos. And then again, Mikra, what do we say? Elu Mo'edei Hashem Mikra Kodesh, Tekru Osam B'Mo'adam. Why are we saying the same thing twice? Pasuk Dalet is a repetition of Pasuk Beis. Completely unnecessary. So listen to what the Halakha Chasam Sofer explains. If you paid close attention, in Pasuk Beis, it says, Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh. You're going to call them Mikrei Kodesh. In Pasuk Dalet, it says, they are Mikrei Kodesh that Tikru Osam B'Moadam. It's a slightly different in the text. If you look inside later, you'll see this, but you hear it. What's Pshat Chasam Sofer says? Chasam Sofer says, there are definitely days in our life that are inherently yontiv. There's a day that's Pesach, there are days of Pesach, there are days of Sukkot, there are days of Shavuos, there are days of Purim and Chanukah and Lag BaOmer and Tu B'Shvat. Holy days that inherently have chizik, inherently have or, and they're there. And those are what we refer to as Tikru Osam Bimo Adam. We call them holy. They're Mikrei Kodesh that we call them Yom Tovim Bimo Adam in their proper times. Pasuk Beis is a whole different type of yontif. The Chassam Sofer says Pasuk Beis is a whole different type of yontif. He says, there's Moadei Hashem, there are meeting times with Hashem. Asher tikru osam mikra kodesh, that you decide to call that day holy. Meaning, there are days that you can make yontif if you connect to Hashem in the deepest ways and meet up with Him. It might not have come inherent in the day. It comes from you. From your relationship with Hashem. Your relationship with Torah. Your relationship with Tefillah. But in other words, every day could be a yontif. You have to work on it. And you have to build it. There's tikru osam b'mo'adam. There's days that are called because that happens to be their time. But there's also tikru osam mikra kodesh. That you created holiness, and that could be always. And those are also mo'adim. Those are also meeting places with Hashem. In the most incredible of ways. And that's upon each and every one of us. We had last Thursday night Shavuos. Last Thursday night, a night to learn Torah and be Ma'aser Nefesh for Torah and be Mekabel Torah. It can't be Shavuos tonight, Thursday night also. It can be. We put our heart and soul into be Ma'aser Nefesh for Torah. We come together and we learn and we grow. What about after Shir tonight? After Shir, we're not going to end so late. Now, because of Zoom, Shir became earlier. So Shir will be over by 11 o'clock. Shir will be over. And I have to go. Like, okay, 11:15, whatever it is. We can hack a few minutes. No one's going to sleep. You going to sleep 11:30? Who's really going to sleep 11:30? Let's be real. Kapala to Sefer, sit and learn. 11:30. Who's going to sit and learn? 11:30 to 1 tonight. Thursday night, Noch Shavuos. You know, say Shabbos Noch Shavuos? Thursday night, Noch Shavuos. I'm going to make it big tonight. We most enough is for Torah tonight. Sit and shteig. Vad, we come together as our chizik, our zayrus, and we're learning as we do every Thursday night. Beautiful. Then I'm going to take it and learn more. And tomorrow, it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos has become day Yom Shel Bittul Torah. Chas v'shalom, have a real Seder. Tomorrow, I go. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to go to Minyan in the morning. Sit and learn 2 hours afterwards. It's such a long day. Such a long day. What are we doing all day? Still, we have to go to the... Some of us have to go find mikvahs in places because a lot of the mikvahs are closed. So maybe you have to go find the ocean, the Chves Nisht. Can't imagine a Yid will not go into Shabbos with mikvah. That's another story for another time. But Lameisa. But Lameisa, am I going to sit and learn and be most nefesh with Torah? And decide then how we're going to make that day Shavuos. It's Shavuos again. I created Shavuos. Every single day I could create it. Asher tekru osam mikra kodesh, Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says, you know how you do it? He gives you a remez l'davar. He tells you how to do it, by the way. And by the way, one of the Yom Tovim we know that we read it in the middle of these two psukim is Shabbos. Shabbos is that ultimate meeting time with Hashem when we feel it and it's inherent, it's intrinsic in the day that we don't need to work on. That's going to be there. How do you make every day Shabbos, every day Yontif? Chassam Sofer tells us. You can look at this. This is not in the... A lot of people know the Chassam Sofer. This is in Chassam Sofer al HaTorah. On this week's... In Parshas Emor, on these Psukim. If you want to see it inside, what I'm telling you tonight. Tremendous Torah. Oh, a lot of people know the Torah Smoish is the Chassam Sofer. This is in the Chassam Sofer al HaTorah. It says a remez. He says, you want to know how to make every day a yontif? It's only through learning Torah in a real way, but learning Torah lishma in order to connect Hashem. Who's Hashem? So we say Hashem is Havaya. But as we know, Havaya is only the actual text, the enunciation, the pronunciation is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And those of us who know a little Alpi Kabbalah know there are Shemos that are interspersed. Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. If you take the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, so all the Chevrol knows this gematria, famous from Sukkah's time. Everybody knows because it's gematria of Sukkah. It's 91. 91 is Yud Kei Vav Kei with plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Chevrol could come see. I just built the Sukkah. We have Sukkah all year long here. For another time, I'll explain. Some know what I'm talking about. But anyways, you're in the sukkah, you're mamish in the sukkah with the Eibishter, with Havaya, Adnas, 91. But when you have Adnas and Havaya together, it's mamish l'shma, to connect Hashem, who's Rachamim, Hashem, who's the master of the world, I have to learn Torah Lishma in such a way. My Torah is to connect to that Hashem, that Shem of Havaya and Adnas. So what's Gematria Torah, Chevra? Torah, you all know, is 611. Right? Torah is 611. What's 611 plus 91? 611. To connect the Torah in a way that I'm merely one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 611 plus 91 is what? Who got it already? 702. What's 702 Gematria? Shabbos. Thank you, Maisha. Thank you for unmuting. 702 is Shabbos. Meaning what the Chacham Sofer says, you want to know how it could always be Shabbos, it could always be Yontiv, always feel that Moed with Hashem. If I'm learning Torah in a way, Lishma, where I'm connecting to Adnus and Havaya, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the deepest of ways, I'm always with Hashem. It's always a Moed. I'm always connecting to Hashem in the deepest of ways. And we have to believe we can have that Yontiv always. Every single one of us. And rededicate ourselves, be mekabel Torah in a new way, every one of us. And it's within us. And I want to share with you a tremendous Torah. I've been so excited to share this Torah. Oh, it's a Maltel. There's the picture of the new sukkah in the backyard, Baruch Hashem. But anyways, for another time. L'maisa, this Torah from the Shem Yishmul, I've been so excited to share with the Chevra. It's changed. I've been thinking about this Torah for the last 2 days straight. Ever since I saw this Torah, I mamish can't stop thinking about this Torah, Chevra. Oh, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara on Peches and the Beis in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches and the Beis, says as follows. You know this Gemara, some of it, because it's also quoted a famous Tosfos on Peches and Aleph etap. The Gemara says as follows. Omer Rav Shua ben Levi, this is Peches Mebeis. Kol dibur v'dibur shiyatza mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every dibur, anoichi en lo yiyya, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, b'chvod of ha'atzmo, yatzisa nishmasan. Our souls left our bodies, we fainted. Shal Yisrael, shenemar nafshi yatza b'davro. Our soul left when Hashem spoke. So Gemara continues, U'me'achar sh'medibar rishon yata nishmasan, dibar sheni heich kiblu. If our souls left our bodies after anoichi, how were we able to be up and with it? How anoichi, how were we able to be up with it for lo yia? So Gemara says, listen to Gemara. This is not as famous, the last part of the Gemara. Hoyrid tal, Hashem brought down a dew that fell from heaven. She'osid l'hachios bo meisim, this tal, this dew, will bring tchias ha-meisim, v'hachios ha-meisim, and he brought back life to all the yidden by our Sinai. And based on a pasuk in Dilim, shenemar, and here's what the pella, shenemar, geshem nidmos tonif al-Elohim, Hashem poured down a bountiful of rain, nachloscho v'nila atakonanta, and you basically brought a foundation to the weary. Okay. So again, the Gemara tells us, by the Kabbal Zatayra, by Anoich and Liyya, we fainted, our neshamas left our body, but there was Tchias amazing that Hashem brought dew. Based on a pasuk, talking about what, Chevra? Talking about rain. Mayin and Shvita Itzal Har Sinai. The Gemara says Hashem brought dew to bring us back our neshamas. And quotes a pasuk about rain. Rain and dew are not the same thing. And that's why they're different words, tal and geshem. Tal and geshem are different. Why would the Gemara tell us he brought tal, the Abishda brought tal, based on a pasuk about geshem? First pasuk, Gemara, Shabbos, Peches, and Mebeis on the bottom. It's a good question, Chafi, right? Good question. So listen to the Heilige words of the Heilige Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel, the Sachet Shaver, he brings this down from his Tata, the Heilige Avnei Nezer. And he says that the Gemara in Tainus that discusses and explains the difference between Tal and Geshem. What's the difference between dew and rain? The Gemara says that Knesset Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Shalu Shalo Kohoigen. They asked a question in an improper way. What does that mean? They asked a question in an improper way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshiva Kohoigen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them in a proper way. The Gemara says, in the pasuk says in Hosea, V'neida'eh nirdafa ladastas Hashem kishachar nechon motal v'yavo kegeshem lanu. That we wanted to know and be connected to Hashem in a way and compared that relationship that we should be knowing and one with Hashem like rain. Like that connection of rain. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Biti, my daughter, you want a relationship with me like rain, which sometimes is good and sometimes is not good. Sometimes it's good to have rain, sometimes it's not good to have rain, sometimes it rains, sometimes it... Rain is sometimes there, sometimes not there. I want to bring you something that's always wanted, that's always you'd want. I want to have a relationship with you like dew. So Hashem says, you asked in the wrong way, Klal Yisrael. We should have a relationship, not like, you shouldn't ask to have a relationship like rain, you should ask to have a relationship like dew. That's a Gemara in Tainus. What does that mean? Pashup Shat, is as we know, sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain, but dew is every single day, right? Some days it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. Every morning there's dew. By the time we wake up, it might evaporate, we might not see it. But every morning there's dew on the ground. So Hashem said, you should have asked, that's the relationship you should want with me. That's Pasha Pshat. Comes Hashem Yishmael and gives a deeper Pshat. You ready, Chavra? This Torah is one of those Torahs I hope you never forget your whole life. I don't know, I don't have to hope. If you're listening, now, I don't know if everyone's listening. If you're listening, you'll never forget this Torah. If you're listening, this is a Torah that will hit our neshamas and hit our lev, and you can't forget such a Torah. It's so beautiful. Such a beautiful Hashem Yishmael. Hashem Yishmael says as follows. I'm so... This is a Torah. I wish... How could we not be... We're in person. We're here. Our lives are connected. To say over such a Torah over to a screen. But we're one. He says, Rain brings moisture. Rain brings liquid to the world. Now, this is... The Hashem Yishmael says this... I'm not holding biologically and... You have to do the research, but this is what Rabbi Shem Shmuel says. Rain brings new moisture to the world, new liquid to the world that wasn't there. Dew pulls out the moisture from within the ground. I mean, there's moisture in the dirt, there's moisture in the plants, and it brings it out to the surface. It brings it out to the chitzonius. That's what dew does. This is what the Shem Yishmael says. Shem Yishmael says the difference between rain and dew. Rain is a liquid that wasn't here to begin with and comes from Shemayim. And dew is a liquid that pulls out the moisture from within. That was in the plant, within the earth the whole time. You know what the Eibishter is saying to us? He says, I want to have a relationship with you like dew and not like rain. What is rain? Rain is this Rusu de la'elia. Chavra is holding a little bit in these references. Rusu del El means rain is when Hashem brings a certain shefa upon us and builds a kesher with us, a relationship with us from Hashem, and brings nisim and shefa that we could feel. Yontav, Shavuos, Pesach, Sukkos, Purim, Lag BaOmer. It's Rusu del El. And it's a chizik, and we feel it, and we feel that relationship, but it comes from outside of us. It comes from the Eibishter, outside of us. And then there's something, Yisruzel da Tata is a relationship with Hashem that we stir up, that comes from within me. And it was here the whole time. It comes from within my avodah, my learning, my davening, but from within my neshama. Because every single one of us has a chelek elokam yamam mamish within us. Every single one of us has a piece of God, a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam within us. And there are times when I'm inspired and I feel my neshama coming alive from an outside source of influence and excitement. There are times when I pull it out from within myself. And I pull out from within myself. And that's what the difference between Geshem and Talz. Geshem is a rain that comes from without. It comes from outside. It comes from the Chitzonius. Talz comes from the Pnimius. And the Eibishter says, I could have a relationship with you like Geshem. But that relationship will be once in a while, because sometimes I'm going to come and I'm going to be mashpia upon you and bring nisim and bring excitement and bring a Yom Kippur and bring a Purim and bring a Shabbos. But then it's not going to be constant and consistent. Do is not just, it's consistent and it's constant. But you know why? Because it comes from within us. It's a pnimius dikka relationship. It's a kedusha from within. And if we could pull out the kedusha from within and bring our neshama to the surface, I'm always connected to Hashem. It's constant, it's consistent. And that's the relationship of Tal. Just to give pshat in the Gemara, the Halakha Shem Shmuel explains, our neshamas left our bodies, in order to, because of that powerful dibur of Anoichi, so in order to put the neshama, we lost anything from within. So the pasuk says, Kigeshem, it had to have a rain, it had to come from above. But the reason that the Gemara still calls it a tal is because the whole essence and purpose of giving us back the neshamas is that we should have a relationship with Hashem like tal. We should have a relationship with Hashem that comes from within us. It doesn't need the constant hisoris and the constant chizik. Those are beautiful moments. But those are momentary highs. Those are tikru osam b'moadam in their times. I want that relationship always. I want to have tikru osam mikra kodesh. I want it to come from within me. I want it to come from deep within my neshama. And that's a relationship that we could all have. And how can we have it? Chassam Sofer told us. If we're amal b'toyra lishma, and really care to put in our Melus B'Torah in a real way. And any Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebiksav, Chasidus, Machshava, Musar, it all will connect to Hashem. Mashaliba Chafetzpa. But it could create that deep, deep, special relationship that comes from within, and if it comes from within, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there in the deepest of ways. And it's never going to lose. And it's not there just for the moment. It's tikru osam mikra kodesh, which we all can have. But it has to be through mesiras nefesh for Torah as well. It's Torah that's l'shma. If it's l'shma, it means I'm doing away with everything else and I have a certain mesiras nefesh for Torah. I'm really sacrificing for Torah. And I shared a story earlier tonight with Yeshiva and the Tavari. I want to share with the Chevra here. It's not, I mean, it's kind of a story. It's just, I've shared different ideas and stories with this Halakha Yid prior in our Thursday night shir. I have a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. He's a mechanech in one of the yeshivas. Someone very, very special. A real super Baal Midos, a Ben Torah, who I don't believe I've ever met in person. But he, Baruch Hashem, he listens to the shiurim and we built a kesher. He reaches out. He has questions. He reaches out for eitz. He reaches out with beautiful points on the shiurim. And we've built a kesher through. It's amazing the people I've built sharm with through YU Torah and through the shiurim that are online. And it's something very, very beautiful. And it's such a pure relationship, because it's a relationship with kulo Torah. There's no other connection. Never even met the guy. It's awesome. So he left me a message this morning, a voice note this morning. He told me that he hears that I often speak about being moiser nefesh for Torah, sacrificing for Torah. And he was thinking about how he could sacrifice for Torah. Because he learns Torah and he loves Torah, but he didn't know if he's sacrificing for Torah. Now this young man, he made a Sima Shas this year, Baruch Hashem. He wakes up every morning 4:45 a.m. to learn. And he said in this voice note, but I don't consider that Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. I don't know what 4:45 a.m. is. I mean, sometimes I go to sleep around then. I don't like getting up, you know, before the clock says 7, personally. I'm being honest. It's Chataya Nimaskar Yom. Whoever knows, I keep very late nights. I'm not such an early bird in the morning. I like the, you know, I'm a fan of the late minyan. I'm being honest. Be honest, I'll be real. That's Mesiris Nefesh, if I've ever seen. Shavuos morning, Vada, it's exciting. That's about it for me at 4:45 a.m. Again, unless I'm like up until that time for some reason dealing with something. If I go to sleep, I'm not waking up then. That's Mesiris Nefesh. But he doesn't consider that Mesiris Nefesh. I'll get back to that point. And he said, on Shabbos, in his house, so he'd wake up also early to learn 4:45 a.m. and then goes to Vasikin, goes to Nate's. And then he come home, have a little suda with his wife, whatever it is. And the minhag became, they take a nap. He take a nap from like 10 to 11:30. Think he's entitled. It's Shabbos Kodesh. He's waking up 4 in the morning to learn, you know? But a Rav in his community started giving a shir from 10 to 11. And he said to himself, you know what? Let me be Meister Nefesh at Torah. I'm going to do away with my nap. And the nap gave him a lot of chizik for the rest of the day. And he enjoyed it as well. And says it feels good to be Meister Nefesh for Torah. It was such a beautiful voice note. And I left him back the following voice note. I left him back and I said, I want you to know, first of all, there's no question in my mind that waking up 4:45 a.m. is Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. You're out of your mind. But I totally agree with you. Once you get used to Mesiris Nefesh, then for you, it's not Mesiris Nefesh anymore. And Mesiris Nefesh for Torah is what helps build our relationship for with a person in Torah and Hashem. That's what shows when you really love someone, you're willing to sacrifice for them. When you love someone, you go above and beyond. So it builds that kesher with Hashem in a deep way. But when that becomes second nature, no longer is that Mesiris Nefesh, even if it would be for the rest of us. So that Torah learning, which is so precious at 4:45 a.m., it will keep the relationship in a great place. But will help build it. The only way I'll continue to build my relationship with Hashem is if I continue to sacrifice more. And I said, your new Kabbalah on Shabbos, that Mesiris Nefesh is going to take your relationship with Torah and Hashem to the next level. I really believe it. And each and every one of us should be doing the same. We just had Kabbalah Satorah. And I want my Kabbalah Satorah, I'm just talking to myself, to last all year. I want to make Shavuos every day. I want to be Tikru Oysam Mikrei Kodesh, not just B'mo Adam. I want that my relationship with Hashem should come from within, not from outside. I want to be a Tal Dik Yid, not just a Geshem Dik Yid, where I feel it on these special times. I want to be a Tal Dik Yid. We can. How? Through serious connection to Torah and Torah Lishma. As the Chassam Sofer told us in that Remez. But with more Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. To push ourselves more in our learning. And even during these days when it's a little bit harder, it's a little bit harder because we feel like we're pushing just to learn, being that we're not in yeshiva, we're not in our normal siddurim, we're not in a normal yeshiva setting. But we've been in this a long time already. So now I have to reevaluate. Am I being Mesiris Nefesh for it? Am I pushing myself to late nights like I used to? I used to, it was a little easier in a base medrash when other people were. Okay. Now do it at home. Do it in your house. Same Svarim, same God, same Eibishter. Same one, same Svarim, and same Rabbani Shlalom. And you know if you could do it here, what Mesiris Nefesh that is, and what that can do for our whole life? We have it within us. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufa Mebe says, Mida Toiva Meruba Mimidas Pranios. A good midah, positive, a mitzvah is so much greater than the opposite side of the coin of the avera, of the bad, of the pranios. The Arizal says, famously, as you all know, he says, by Pesach, the Pasuk says, V'lo yachlul esmameya, we couldn't wait anymore in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Lamites. We couldn't be there any longer. And why was that famously? We all know this from the time we were a little child. Because we were on the 49th level of Tumah. And if we would have fell, We know, we all know this Arizal, very young, right? If we would have fallen to the 50th level of Tumah, we would have been 50. It's such a strong level of Tumah, you can never get out of that. Whatever that means. So on the flip side should be as well, if we could reach the 50th level of Kedusha, you'll never leave that either. Well, we all just reached the 50th level. We all just counted 49 days of Svira, and we reached the 50th level. As the Slonimah Rabbi tells us so beautifully, we went through Lifnei Mi, Atem Mitaren, Umi Mitaren Eschem Avicham Shashashmayim. We went through the days before me, the day Mem Yud, Gematria 50, Lifnei Mi, the days before me, the 49 days, Atem Mitaren, we worked on ourselves and grew, Umi, and we reached the 50th, Mitaras Chamevichem Hashashamayim. We went through it where Hashem was Mitaras. We stood by Kabbalah's Torah and we felt it again. So we hit level 50. That means we can't leave. That means it's within us. That means the Kedusha is within each and every one of the Kedusha of Shavuos. The problem is sometimes it's within us and we forget to be a Tal and allow it to come to the Chitonis. And we're waiting for the Geshem again. We're waiting for the rain again. We're waiting to be inspired again. Bring it out from within you, and you're always connected to Hashem. Bring it out from within you, and every day could be a yontif. And we have to believe and know it's within us. We have that beautiful neshama, and we had those beautiful experiences of the Geshem. So we have it within us. But pull out our tal, and live with Torah, and live with Hashem, and live with the Kedusha of Shavuos and Kabbalah's Torah all year long. And if that's what we do, you'll see it will be a different year. Every day will be a different day. And maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom will finally say, "Ah, oh, my Yidin, my Heilige Yidin, they're living like Tal. They're living Tikru Osam, Mikra Kodesh. I'll bring Tikru Osam B'mo Adam, V'yabayom Uya Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Where Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, he and his name will be one, Adnas and Avaya will be one. It'll be a racham and yakum lano sukkah as David and fall us again, that sukkah, because the name will be one and we'll feel it. And we'll have Geshem, we'll have Tal, we'll be with the Rabbon Hashem every moment, all this craziness of the world. Yeshua Hashem Kerevayin, we should be Zoicha to be together in Shalai Mer Kodesh, Mashiach Kenu, Bimhei Rabbi Amenu.